What are you looking for? The Lord Jesus put this question to two men who had been disciples of John the Baptist, but who began to follow Jesus after John said of him, "Behold the Lamb of God." What are you looking for? We are all looking for something. For love, for companionship, for mercy, for good health, for wisdom, for peace and prosperity, for release from suffering, for transcendent meaning and purpose, for the hope of immortality, and for all of these blessings, for the people we love. What are you looking for? Or as other translations have it, what are you seeking? Every human person is a seeker. And however confusedly, we are all seeking that which is good and true and beautiful. But where can we find these things? Jesus asked them, "What are you looking for?" And the two men answered, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" They acknowledged him as a teacher, rabbi. At this point, these two men were willing to receive Jesus as a teacher based on the testimony of someone else they trusted, John the Baptist. And this is the way with all teachers and students. There must be trust and respect between teacher and student. And students must be willing to be taught by someone who knows what they do not. "Rabbi, where are you staying?" they asked him. And Jesus answered, "Come, and you will see." To be together with the Lord in trust and respect, to follow him, to abide with him, is the beginning of communion, of authentic fellowship with both God and man. And so they went and stayed with him that day, and he taught them. It is only then in this passage from John's Gospel that we learn the identity of one of the two men, Andrew, the brother of Simon. And having found the Messiah, Andrew could not wait to tell his brother. And so another seeker was drawn that day into communion with the Lord Jesus. Then at the word of Christ, Simon became Peter. And in due course, the rock of Peter's faith would draw countless others to saving faith in Jesus Christ, and then lead the church to begin fulfilling the great commission of teaching the gospel to all nations. But my friends, we live in a time of great confusion and chaos, both in the church and in the world. We live during a great falling away from Christ, a turning away from faith, because the church is not trusted or respected, because the authority of all teachers is rejected in cynicism and irony, and because authentic fellowship with others and with God is made nearly impossible by our postmodern incapacity to distinguish truth from falsehood, good from evil, and beauty from formlessness. In this storm of unbelief and incivility, we are called by our baptism, called by name, as was the prophet Samuel, into the service of the Lord. We are called by our baptism to be witnesses to Christ, and to lead others to him by grace through faith. And we fulfill this baptismal vocation by being centered in Christ, by abiding with him and in his word, by being honest and authentic, by being tranquil and grateful, by being respectful and trustworthy, and by being faithful and true. I was baptized exactly 39 years ago today. I was 19 years old, and it was a cold Sunday morning like this, with just a bit of ice to make the day memorable. I was led to that moment, just as Andrew was led to Jesus by John the Baptist, just as Simon was led to Jesus by Andrew. Friends of mine, my peers, who already knew that Jesus Christ is Lord, bore witness to him for me. They spoke to me of their faith. They taught me to read Holy Scripture with reverence as the Word of God, and they taught me to pray by lifting up my heart and mind to the throne of grace. By the witness of their lives, they opened in my heart a yearning to find what I was seeking and an understanding that I could find it only in Christ. What are you looking for? Jesus asked that question of every human person. And it is our high privilege and sacred duty to help others answer that question for themselves by telling them with our words and showing them with our lives that, like Andrew and Simon, we have found the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.